There will be more dancing and less worrying and more singing and less hurrying. But everything will still get done on time. There will be all the money in the world.
Yay!
Or none of all the money in the world. You see, we'll just go to a kiosk at the side of the road and arrange for however much we want per week. We could choose to be rich or poor, and we could change it any time we like.
When we are queen,
there will be no frustration, just temples at the side of the mountain path, and anyone who is out of balance will be attended to by workers who will teach them how to pull it up their spine, until finally they spout poetry.
Be a lot of poetry.
There will be no sign saying you can't do this, and no sign saying you can't do that. We'll be guided by common sense.
Common sense?
You ask,
what's so common about that?
Perhaps it is simply a reflection of the movement of the planets and the stars. This queendom shall be invisible. Neither male nor female, in spite of its name. Full of undulating light and the faint scent of jasmine.
What about the roses?
And rose. But most importantly, shall be. Who?
Shall be what?
Tell them I'll call them back.
When we are queen. When we are queen,
there will be more happiness. So people will look better in photographs. I don't mean happy, happy all the time. Perhaps it'll just be an absence of being afraid of fear. And definitely, there will be no homework for kids.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that. It will be more. Less about getting. And farmers, teachers, and nurses will be returned to their honored place in society. And all the windows will open for obvious reasons.